This is episode 2266 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day three of our series we're exploring this week. This week, it's all about managing crisis fatigue. We're all fatigued from coronavirus as we enter year two. You may have other crises in your life that you're managing on top of coronavirus. So in this week's series, you're invited to create some boundaries in regard to living ongoing in crisis mode. And sometimes the hardest part of a crisis is pulling out of the crisis. So in today's episode, I'm going to guide you through some crisis management steps that you can apply to your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. Remember that if you want to go a little more deeply into this week's series or any series I share with you here on the podcast, I have a way for you to get a little more support. Quite a lot more support, in fact. And that is with the SIP, just like you're sipping tea, and OM meditation app. You can try this app for a full week free. So you could try this whole week's series. And you'll be guided through 30-minute meditations. You'll also receive a journal that will allow you to really reflect on each day's meditation experience, as well as a slowdown guide, which is invaluable to help you live your life focused on the theme's intention. And this week, again, our theme is all about managing a crisis. So in today's episode, you will be guided to manage a crisis with the power of your breath. Breathing is one of the fastest, most effective ways to instantly calm your mind and body. Now, I also want to share with you a few ways you might want to apply to your life right now to manage your particular crisis. And this is from an article by BBNInternational.com. It's 7 Steps to Crisis Management. This is by Andrew Bradshaw, and it's from the UK in Scotland. And this is an actual crisis management plan for a business. Well, you can apply some of these same steps. I won't go over each step, but I want to share with you a few of the steps that are vital, and that is to do the very first step, anticipate. This is the first step to prepare for a crisis. When you consider different aspects of your life, or even things that you might anticipate when you start each day, and you consider what might happen, then you can create the second step to crisis management, which is a plan, creating a plan, and one more thing, testing it. So when you wake up in the morning, I challenge you to do this tomorrow morning, or maybe it's the morning for you right now. Think about your day. What are some things that might be stressful for you today? Maybe it will be stressful for you thinking about working out because you haven't done that in a while and it really stresses you out. How can you manage that? How could you stop, give yourself permission to slow down, and make exercise happen? Maybe you're going to run into someone who really zaps your energy, and energy is what you're lowest on these days. What could you do to manage your time with that person? if that person is unavoidable? Or what could you do to avoid that person if you don't feel like you're quite on solid ground yet? Think about your needs and listen. Your journal prompt and your meditation focus for today, day three, is to listen to your body. How is the crisis you're experiencing impacting your body? Listen to it. Are you having stomach upset? Does your heart hurt? Does your back hurt? Your head hurt? Your neck? Whatever it may be, listen to your body. So, two things I encourage you to do today or in the morning or every morning throughout this series. As you wake up, think about what kind of stress you might experience throughout the day. Even as you go through your crisis, what are some stress triggers? And what can you do to manage those stress triggers? And then test it. Do it. See what works well for you. See where you make mistakes. Think about how you need to improve. Do this. Live your life. So as you get ready to settle yourself down and meditate, I'm going to share a quote by your fellow meditator. He may not meditate with you here on the podcast, but people around the world are inspired by him, and he's prompted many people around the world to meditate. It's how he lives his life every single day. It is none other than the Dalai Lama. He says, "Man surprised me most about humanity because he sacrifices his health in order to make money. Then he sacrifices money to recuperate his health. And then he is so anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present. The result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he is never going to die, and then dies having never really lived." So as you listen to your body, notice where you need support most in your life. What is your body revealing to you? Are you dealing with tension, fear, doubt, grief? Listen and consider this very day or the very next day and think about the stresses you might encounter. Now think about what you will do to prepare and plan to meet these stresses with grace and with peace. On your next breath, inhale through your nose and listen to your body. What do you need most right now? As you exhale, release tension. Inhale again through your nose, listening to your body. What do you need right now in your life? exhale and release tension. Beautiful. Now sit in stillness, continuing to listen to what you need most in your life. You are so worth slowing down for.